They are dancers, they are gundas, they are creating trouble, always. Oh, why not free some of them? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speech. Hard nut. To accept a hard nut and make it soft. Who was injured, but his decision to deliver this person was it. So why should he neglect China and Russia? China has good relationship now with America.
Yes.
So American gentlemen to do some business, I think there will be no difficulty.
No.
We're not going to preach any Krishna consciousness. We're going to do some business about books.
China, they can do books and incense. It is a spiritual sky, sales representative, or looking into the possibilities of manufacturing incense in China.
And we have got now documents how our books are important. So therefore, we want to introduce like that.
How our books are imported?
Because we have got
important. So important. Oh.
Yeah.
Also, you want to import incense to America.
Huh?
We could tell them that we want to import incense from China to America. They will like that.
Oh, yes. We're going for export and import. We want to export books, import incense. On this place. Exchange.
That is how the Westerners originally entered China.
Yes. And similarly, we have got already some inquiries from booksellers. From Russia,
yes.
On that plea, he also sells organization. Do something there. We have got philosophy books approved by larger circle. There's a good chance. The Bikram Maharaj reported, he went to the Formosa.
Taiwan.
Taiwan, yes.
He went there.
Yeah.
The report was the men there are very nice.
Yes,
men.
They were.
It is by propaganda that the Russians are bad, Chinese are bad. No. No, the people are bad. It's simply the leaders are bad.
Mm.
The men, they are all the same, everywhere. Everywhere. Human nature.
Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
After your meeting this morning with Gopal Krishna, he brought up this point that maybe it would be necessary to edit the books. Because maybe it might be necessary to edit the books because in these countries when they start reading about God and how we say this government is rascal, this and that, do you think it is necessary?
It is necessary when there will be criticism.
Later on, but at the present moment they have shown interest in our books,
yeah.
So
we'll
give it the way it is.
That we can correct. Very good,
ma'am.
I met you in Mexico? No.
No, she brought in Bombay last.
Huh?
2 years ago in India, I was here.
That is one good point.
Mm.
His father is the president of the biggest liquor company in the world.
Mm.
And he has his offices, I think, in China also. He goes to China.
Hong Kong.
He has been to
trade fairs in Peking.
Yeah. So we are going for trade.
That's big.
Die.
Anybody gets in
this arrangement?
That's very big.
It's not captured. We come to China. Ah, Lily, Texas. I will ask myself, go. Among the hearts, to speak among the heart circle, philosophical. I'm going with you. So change your dress like gentlemen.
That's not difficult.
Huh?
That doesn't matter.
Both of you become a gentleman, American gentleman. Everyone. Jai Krishna Tattva. Jai Guru. We shall talk on the philosophy of distribution of equal wealth.
Isha Vashayadam.
Don't quote, then no. You drive me.
No.
You talk on reasonable ground.
Yeah.
That you are in favor of giving everyone the same facility. So what do you mean by everyone? Why you are selecting only your countrymen? Why everyone means every living being. So what is the answer?
Yeah, we agree to spread communism all over the world, and we'll give everyone equal rights.
That's all right. So, equal rights, why not to the animals?
Well, they're not as important. They'll argue. They'll say that they're not as important. They're not so intelligent. They're just animals.
Animals, better. It goes to better day. There are many men like animals. So why you are giving facilities to them?
Because they can be elevated to the point of being men again.
So elevate them to the right point. Elevate them. So elevating them only on the platform of eating, sleeping, I think that is there in the animal. So you have to talk this philosophy. Our philosophy is expanding not only human beings, but animals also. Our philosophy is, if there is one lizard in your room, I should see that he is not starving. This is our philosophy. Not only human being, but animals, even as insects. We supply little sugar in the holes of the ant. That is our philosophy. We take any living being has the same propensity for eating, sleeping. So your economic problem is supply, sufficient eating, sleeping. So why not these animals? We have to speak on that level, that our philosophy is so complex that we do not neglect even an ant. So make this philosophy. Why you are limiting within a country or within the human society, expand it.
Prabhupada, the Chinese don't neglect ants either, they eat them. The Chinese don't neglect ants either, they eat everything.
Then why do they protest when they are eaten by others?
The difficulty in our preaching in Chinese will not be their receptiveness, but our inability to see them as living beings rather than seeing them as Chinese. The Americans, in a sense, anybody who's in the bodily conception at all is going to see them as Chinese rather than living beings, so we'll have the tendency to be prejudicial from the very beginning, think of them as very low.
No, so, we don't think anyone has low.
Yeah, so this would be difficult for the preachers to see them not as Chinese, but as actually Krishna's servants too.
No, our devotees will not see like that. Yeah. Our devotees will not see like that. Samadarshana. Pandita Samadarshana. A Pandit is Samadarshi. He does not see anyone as low or high. That is Pandita. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita. One who sees me in everything and everything in me. What is that verse?
Yo mama pasiti sarvacha.
Yeah. That is what? Chinese communist philosophy, does anybody know? What is that? What philosophy? They have got some philosophy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They're emphasizing industrial development. Everyone, the entire country is mobilized for developing industry, economic benefits, and everyone can enjoy a nice material life. Under
that is the philosophy of the Western country.
Yes.
Actually, there's two factions in the Chinese schools now that one is saying to they're both materialistically based, but one is trying to stay in a position of self-sufficiency economically and not take from other countries or even trade. And the other school is to industrialize. And they're always fighting within
themselves. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's the school who's more for self-sufficiency in agriculture. They're also have brought out the... In the last 8 years or so, they've brought to the surface more spiritual ideas.
Mm. So there is a section.
There's more. Yes.
You can support our movement.
Yes. Yes.
So we have to capture them.
They're more of a mystic yogi sort of school, I think.
Yeah. This is also yoga.
Yeah.
And Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Actually, that's Mao's.
Huh?
Their main leader, Mao Zedong, he's more of that school. But there's they call them revisionists. They say they're like the Russians and that they're always attacking them for wanting to copy the West. And it's their same attack. They attack the Russians for becoming capitalists. They're Puritan. They're trying to have pure communism. They have very great ideals, and the other school wants, they think that they want to get in on the action of the trade and industrialization. But they're actually about equal in power. It's interesting, right now actually, it's very hard to get into China because there's a new feud that has come to the surface. There's top leaders that have been taken through the streets, denounced as being materialists, and they've taken their clothes from their wives' closets with mink coats and fancy clothes. And
we shall first of all try to sell our books without any discussion.
Mm-hmm.
As trade representative, you have come, see our book, go to the professors, go to the, you have got the support, like that.
As Vedic culture.
Yes.
Yes.
Only for selling books.
Like Satrupa's name.
Yes. Accept our books, then gradually we accept philosophy.
Yes.
Not immediately talk about philosophy. just ordinary bookseller.
Very bookseller.
Trojan horse.
In their schools right now, it's in their colleges is a center of controversy, education. The one school of thought, who are called revisionists, or they're compared to the Russians, they say that the school should be centered almost entirely upon economic development and technology, and that philosophy, communist philosophy, different, in other words, debates or thinking more, philosophically inclined people are rejected. So that now there's a fight between whether or not the schools will be centered simply for economic development or whether they're going to be centers of what they call revolutionary activities, thinking, trying to improve their communist understanding and communist ideology and more philosophically inclined. So those who are pushing for greater economic development at the expense of their communist purity or their philosophical understanding, they're now being attacked.
As far as trade goes, actually Hong Kong belongs to China. It's on lease to the British government. The lease expires in 20 years or so.
8 years.
8 years. But the thing is, it's difficult for them to assume or take part of Hong Kong because it represents something like several million capitalists, which they have no use for in their country. Because they have, for 30 years, they've been training people in communism. Their whole culture is centered around that Chinese language. Our books are in English, but their whole culture is...
Chinese Gita is coming out, should be ready in 2 weeks.
It is not our policy that the whole country will be on our side. That is at least some of them may be interested. That's all.
Your son Anamaj says that the Chinese Bhagavad Gita is ready for publication.
It's at the printer. It will be ready in 2 weeks.
Another interesting thing about China is that because they have such a huge population, in order to feed the population, they've had to turn to production of agricultural products rather than meat.
If you want to make them happy, that we are preaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Annad bhavantu bhutani. Produce grains. Everyone will eat nicely and they'll be happy.
Not only are they producing grains, but because it's so much more economical to produce grains than to produce animals.
That is natural.
They're largely vegetarian.
That is natural.
It's a largely vegetarian country out of necessity. This may be good for preachers.
Yes. So, as soon as you find some hold, you can ask Haryodinandan Maharaj to come here. Except that we have come to sell books.
Yeah.
You see the bookseller, you see the professor.
My passport is already like a businessman. I was thinking to do this for a long time.
Yeah, that part it was bust out last night.
Yeah.
The statement by the leader, they put out this manifesto or something. He said that the boy should not get married until 25 years old, and that they should remain celibate, and that they...
Chinese people?
Yes, and they're very strong on celibacy because he said that the if a person loses semen or if they masturbate or if they unnecessarily use your sexual energy, they'll go insane, that their brains will become very weak, and physically they'll become very weak.
That is a fact.
And so in their philosophy, in their basic philosophy of life, the Chinese are very conservative, and they're called Puritan. They're described by the Western countries as the most Puritan country in the world.
I think this philosophy no illicit sex.
Yes. They'll very much appreciate that.
They're always being
if we explain scientifically, as they are explaining,
yes.
They spoil the bread.
Yes.
You cannot take nice things.
Yeah.
You must observe it.
Part of their culture is basically, it's deeply steeped in what's called Taoism. And it's an important part of that is retaining the semen for mental power.
Give them attention. Yes. As far as possible. Yeah.
It may be possible for Drishtadyumna's father to employ himself and myself in their business. Then I can go as their sales representative and at the same time be the representative of the books.
Yes.
Because they already can go into China.
Chinese are very afraid of the Russians. And if they're afraid of the Russians in India, they're afraid of Russian-style communism in India. And Russians having bases.
Don't forget that.
They appreciated that this Krishna consciousness and Vedic communism is the only thing in India that would ultimately defeat Russian-style communism. And they very much appreciated that they saw that India would go communist, and they'd rather have it negative Vedic communist than Russian communist. And they're hearing that everybody must go communist.
দুপুরবেলা থাকা কেন লোকজন আসছে লোক সব আসছে দেখতে কিরা লোক
আসছে
রাত্রে কত লোক আছে print in a booklet that will help us.
Yes. I have all the reviews with me.
Immediately.
Srila Prabhupada or Gopal Krishna?
Hmm?
You want Gopal Krishna to print in India or you want us to print in Los Angeles?
No, India.
We can print in India.
What is wrong in India?
Getting reviews from big people in Delhi, that will be very helpful in Russia. Like the head of the Lok Sabha Research Library is giving a review on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And other Sanskrit scholars have also been approached and they've all agreed to give reviews.
Take this review?
Yes.
Okay.
one of our men in our party did this before he even joined the movement. He had already done this for college, right?
Yes, we went to the college and we found this boy. He had done this for his class. So we said, now you come with us.
You should be a devotee.
And
just by reading your books, without ever meeting any devotee, just by reading a book, he understood how to do this.
Very nice.
Papa, he made Lord Chaitanya
dance.
Effulgence.
Wow.
Oh, wow. The flower here depends on.
What is it?
This is Brother Domino preaching.
This is inside our bus, one of our buses. This is the bus. Inside Kirtan, the deities from that bus. Ramadas, he's in charge. He's the leader of the bus. Having kirtan inside the bus. This is another bus. Adi Keshav. These are deities in this bus.
Who is this gentleman? Police?
This man? Mm-hmm. He's a military man. This is one of our airport distributors. Distributing books. Here's the bus construction. You can see how they're building the buses. That's our head office in charge, Keshav Bharati.
Where's the head office in charge?
Now it's in Phoenix, but it may be shifted soon to New York. Airport distribution. This is the installation of all the deities you were attending in Chicago. It was a big ceremony.
Chicago? Did I install? No.
Well, you were present on the Vyasa Summit.
Yeah.
When the ceremony was performed. These are some of our vans and men. Vishnu John and Radhadamana. Here's the grandfather of the airport book, the grandfather of airport book distributor, Chipperai Maharaj, dressed as a Karmi to distribute in his distribution. You can't tell, but he's wearing a wig. That's Chipperai there. That's how he looks when he's in the airport. He never misses.
Master of book distribution.
Here's Chipperai giving a class. Here's a priest buying a Bhagavad Gita. Gurudas Maharaj preaching on campus. Just doing a kirtan. Here's a television show. That was that television show. This is Kavi Chandra Prabhu. He's the leader of another bus. These are his deities and those are the bus and his men.
Is that they're very interested in health, exercise, dancing, and like that. They have huge mass groupings of
dancing and health exercise.
They dance very gracefully.
Dancing to mantra.
If we dance gracefully instead of going like this, but if we dance like this, they'll actually appreciate it because they have huge groups together, thousands and thousands, all dancing in unison.
Why didn't you take him?
I think it'll be a while before it'll be at that stage.
Salem jumping.
At first it will be liquor company representatives.
You have come.
Where from you have come?
Andhra.
Andhra, more Andhra men.